This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a drug-free youth will play a crucial role in achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a developed India by 2047. Mr. Shah was addressing a press conference at Panaji in Goa. He said, the government has prepared a three-year roadmap to make India drug-free by 2029, based on a four-pillar approach aimed at dismantling narcotics networks. The Union Home Minister also praised the Goa police for the effective implementation of the Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita. He said the new criminal laws have strengthened the justice delivery system and contributed to an improvement in the conviction rate in the state. Mr. Shah also highlighted the government's development efforts in Jammu and Kashmir. He said, the Union Territory is now on the path of progress and development, while Naxalism is becoming a thing of the past under the Modi-led government. Mr. Shah said the government has successfully eradicated Naxalism from the country and is determined to deal with the menace of narcotics with the same resolve. Mr. Shah reached Panaji last night on a three-day visit to Goa. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will chair the 28th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Panaji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world now praises India's policy dynamism and its status as the fastest-growing major economy. He asserted that achieving a 7.8% quarterly growth recently amid the West Asia war and global trade hurdles demonstrates India's intrinsic capability. Mr. Modi made these remarks while addressing a gathering at the centenary celebrations of Sri Ram College of Commerce in New Delhi.
जो दुनिया तब भारत में पॉलिसी पैरालिसिस से चिंतित थी वो दुनिया आज भारत के पॉलिसी डायनामिज्म की चर्चा कर रही है तब दुनिया भारत को फ्रजाइल फाइव बता रही थी आज दुनिया भारत को फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी बनते हुए देख रही है अभी हफ्ते भर में ही भारत की इकोनॉमी को लेकर कई सारी पॉजिटिव खबरें आई 7.8% क्वार्टरली ग्रोथ ने देश का जोश बढ़ाया है
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishna today urged students to stay away from drugs and restrict social media usage. The Vice President was addressing the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Geeta Nagar College at Guwahati in Assam today. He stressed that educational institutions must go beyond preparing students for careers and focus on creating responsible citizens for democracy and society. He said quality education, research and character building are essential for the nation's progress. The Vice President is on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. A five-story building housing a boys' PG collapsed in Satyaniketan area of Delhi this afternoon, leaving several people trapped. Rescue operations are underway. The Delhi Fire Service informed that three people have been rescued so far and sent to a nearby hospital. They were stated to be in a critical condition. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in a social media post said, an adjacent building has also been vacated as a precautionary measure and every possible effort is being made to safely rescue those trapped and provide immediate assistance to the affected families. The Chief Minister has directed all concerned agencies to maintain close coordination and ensure a swift response. 10 people have lost their lives after allegedly consuming suspected spirits and illegal liquor in Sagar district of Madhya Pradesh. Sagar collector Pratibha Pal said around 35 people were brought to hospitals. Some of them are still in critical condition. Preparations are underway in New Delhi for the upcoming BRICS Summit 2026 to be held at Bharat Mandapam on the 12th and 13th of this month. As part of the security preparations, Delhi police has conducted motor cockade rehearsals and reviewed security arrangements in the national capital this morning. In view of these rehearsals, traffic diversions and regulated movement were in place at 22 locations in the city. In badminton, men's doubles final between Indian pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and Chinese duo He Jiting and Ren Jiangshu is underway in Shenzhen. The Indian pair entered the China Masters final for the third time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.